Okay, so we're trying to finish up this topic of Hodah. So, so let's just we just got to finish up a couple of cases here. All right. So, what's the next case? Next case is like this. Yeah. So you have the case over here on Chavtas and Beis. Hahuda v'karle kav rashu, right? So he was known as having a lot of debt. And he said, man masik bi, afele ploni uploni. So he says, who do I really owe? I only owe ploni and ploni. Asu tahu l'dino kamed Rav Nachman. So they took him to din in front of Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman said, adam asi shlo las bi azatma. Okay. So a person is also he has a habit, it's usual for a person to say that he owes money to people. So Rashi says to take away the jealousy. Shalolas piyash lole ros sova mimamo. Okay, and then you have that's one case. So that's a different idea, right? It's a different taina from Mashdanibach. Not saying I was joking. He's saying that he did it because he doesn't want to appear wealthy. Alright, so we'll get into the details of when which claim applies. Okay? Let's just take one more case. Hahu da have a korale achbro de shochava dinari. That's a funny one. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means a mouse that sleeps on money. What does that mean? They called this guy an Oshir who didn't enjoy his money. The money for him is as good as money for a mouse. What is a mouse going to do with the money? He'll sleep on it. This guy does nothing with his money. Okay?
Making him out to be a bad person.
He was a rich guy, no?
He was a rich guy. Right. He had the money, but he wasn't enjoying it.
Meaning,
is that a bad thing?
Just accumulated it.
It's like a sickness. He relates to the money in some sick kind of a way.
He just has the money in the bank, like it's not there even.
Right. Or maybe it's really in his mattress, but he's not really. He's not using it. Sleeping on it. But they're saying it's like a money is like a mouse being wealthy. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It's not. People don't like that, right? It's annoying.
People prefer.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Right, because he's not giving it to other people too. Mm-hmm. He's not being generous with it. No. He's just like he's got all this money and he's doing nothing with it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but they gave him a name. They called him Achbar the Shochava Dinari. So anyway, so what happened with this guy? So Kiko Shochiv, when he was dying, Omar Planyo Planya Maskubi Zuzi. So he says, I owe these people money. Basa de shochiv asu tavinu yarshin. So after he died, they went and they claimed from his inheritors, right, from his heirs. They said, look, your father admitted he owes his money. Okay. Asu l'kamed rabbi yishmol rabbi yosi omar lehu ki aminan adam. Ki amrin an adam asishul las vias atmo hani mili mechayim aval acha misa lo. So his taina was what? What did he paskin? He paskined that you have to pay because shalol las bia a person does for himself, doesn't care after he's gone what people are going to think about him. Yeah.
Just a couple.
Oh, okay. Meir has a good question here. So we say shlolas bias atmo, so we're basically calling him saying that he was lying when he said it. So why don't we say, okay, the guy's a liar?
Is it better than Mishata?
So Mishata, you could say he was joking, wasn't lying.
Okay. I mean, this guy just lies to make people think a certain way.
This guy lies to make people think a certain way.
So he said he wasn't joking. So we don't say that with that claim here.
That's what the Gemara says, Adam Osli. It's a natural thing. You know, it doesn't have to do, a person views it as about himself. So, you know, like what I say, women lie about their age, or maybe you'll, you know, this is about yourself. You know, it's not like, it doesn't have to do with your credibility in terms of establishing, you know, about somebody else's, about what you owe to somebody else. The person looks at it like it's his own business. He doesn't mean that he was willing to harm others by lying. It doesn't show that he's a an aid chomas. Doesn't show that he's a guy who's he views it as his own personal realm. What business do you have to know how much I have? So this is not a lie that alters reality. It's like I have a right to keep my my affairs private. You're prying, so I'll tell you something to keep you off to keep you out of my business. Yeah. It's like Darkei Shalom. It's like Shalom. It's like Miderech Shalom. For himself, keeps Shalom. Okay, anyway, so now, so he made the taina to the guy, that, so they made the taina to the relatives, and Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel said, you have to pay. Why? Rabbi Shmuel said, you have to pay. Why? Because he said the taina, the idea of Shalom L'Hasbias Atzmo, that's Mechayim. That's a personal thing. He doesn't want people to, like Rashi says, Ayinhar, whatever it is. He doesn't want a person to be out for him. But when he's on his deathbed, then we say he doesn't have that motivation anymore. He's not going to. What's he worried about now? So we take it for we take it as true. So he said, you have to pay. Okay. So luckily, they only paid half. And then they went to Rabbi Chia about the other half. Omar lehu kishem shadam osi shlo lasbia as atzmo kach adam osi shlo lasbia as bonov. So it's interesting. So he said, no, he said, I disagree. Since just like a person tries to protect himself by acting like he doesn't have a lot of money, he'll also try to protect his children. Hold on. Omar Omrule Nizal Vinihader. So they said to him, okay, let's go and get the half back. Omar Lahu Kfar Horazokin. He said, it's too late.
I like that.
Too late. Nizal Vinihader Nishali Machati Shekibanu. Let's give back. He's saying the other way.
So we got half wrong.
We got half wrongly. So
right,
who's
right.
Saying that?
So should
we give it back?
Should we give it back?
Right.
That's pretty honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the other side wants to know, should we give back what we already took? So he says, no. Rabbi Shmuel already said, gave you the psak. You were mekablet al piv. And I'm not going to argue on what he did. So this happens to be a big source of halacha. When we were doing the dinim of a dayan shatah, we didn't take up this case because it was a little bit of a complicated case. But the point is, actually, there's another sugya that we didn't go into either. The other sugya is once you get a psak on one thing, you're allowed to go for another psak on to someone else, right? Uh-huh. So you see, so from this gemara, they're saying you're allowed to go and ask another rav if you want to see. You know, you can tell him the svaras and see maybe he'll be able to convince the other one. Let them get into some sort of a dialogue, have a discussion. But nonetheless, what do you see from here?
You didn't overturn the din.
On the particular psak that was done, you can't overturn that psak.
Which is really strong because
wait.
I thought by.
But in other words, the psak that was done was done.
So how is this?
So that's what they want to say. They want to say in this case. He didn't have a raya to disprove Rabbi Shmuel. So he couldn't say it was a dayan shatah. But his svara was the other way. So now you have a right on the remaining money to get another psak. But he can't overturn the prior psak.
Wait, what? Are you doing?
In other words, like this. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel argued on svara. Right? So in terms of the first psak they got from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chia is not saying it's a ta'os. They're not saying he made a mistake. He's not saying he was ta'a b'dvar mishnah or ta'a in some way that I can disprove, like Rabbi Tarfon. Made a toss. The Mishnah said that that nitla ima is not the trefa, and Rabbi Tarfon said it's a trefa. So that's a tabit by Mishnah. But this is not a tabit by Mishnah. This is shikul adas. Rabbi Shmuel has svar in his shikul adas. Rabbi Chiya had a different svar. So on what was already paskin from Rabbi Shmuel, that's done. That was a valid psak. Rabbi Chiya is not saying it's a toss. He's saying my shikul adas is the other way. So you asking me for the psak on the rest, I'll give you what I think.
Wait a minute. So
it's a good question. Why they did? It's a good question. Why it went in two pieces, right?
Like what if they're
trying to save their money?
What happened? Was the psak on the first half? I mean, it's a good question.
Wouldn't Rabbi Shmuel's based in make them pay?
It's a good question. What was the psak on? Was the psak on the full thing?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know. How's it go?
It seemed like it wasn't.
He says lo paru palgo. And he just withheld half.
The question is how you read that, yeah. Lo paru palgo.
Paru means to pay up.
I know what I'm saying, like the low.
All right, so so Tosa says about this. So anyway, so that was the machlokas. Do you say Adam asa shlo asbia as bonov or only as atzmo? I don't know what kind of machlokas is that. So that's what the Rush says. It's a machlokas and shikla das. It's a machlokas and shikla das. It was no one was a Torah the divine Mishnah. There was no Mishnah about this. They just each had their own opinion on the matter. So, for some reason, the original psak, they only paid up half. And Rabbi Chiya held, and whatever they didn't pay, they have a right to get a new din on. But whatever was done, paid already, that's Nigmar Dino. It can't be overturned. Because he couldn't say he was making a mistake. But anyway, let's take a look at those. V'hadam beget pashut shchiv me rasha hoda ein tzarach loma atem edai. This is a similar. I want to take a look at the Rush. Same.
Where are you now?
The top toast of it.
Oh.
Right. I mean, this is basically what's in the Rush, just to condense over here. He says v'hadam amar beget pashut shchiv me ra. So what's a shchiv me ra?
So death. Person on his deathbed.
Person on his deathbed. Shehoda, so he made the admission. Ein tzarach lomar atem edai. So normally we say achi omar atem edai, okay. But if a guy is dying and he makes a deathbed admission, I owe somebody money. He doesn't need to say you are my witnesses. Mishum de'ein adam mishata b'shas misa. It's not a time for joking around, right?
But that. But that goes back to this far that he's joking.
So we don't say he's joking.
Right, so then it doesn't matter if he's joking. But this far
is. In other words, the only reason he has to say Atem Edai is to prove that he's not joking. Right? But if the guy is dying, we don't say that he's joking. So he doesn't need to say anything to prove that he's not joking, because the whole situation is not a time of joking. Okay? V'amai lo aminan kidda amar hacha shlul hasbia es banav. So that's also a powerful question. This guy was also dying, right? And Reb Nachman said he only did it shlul hasbia es banav. So how come in Bava Basra the Gemara says if he says I owe you the money we make him pay because it's not a time for joking, but over here we'll say he did it shlul hasbia es banav? You guys know the answer already. Yesh lomar dehosam mayri kishetovuhu vehodeh. Tos says you must say that case in Bava Basra was where the Baal Din was there, and he said you owe me money, and on his deathbed he admitted to the guy, you're right, I do owe you money. So that's not a joke. That's not a joke. But delo shayach taina shalol haspia ella taina mishata. In other words, you have to know which taina is appropriate in which setting. If a guy is claiming money from you, this gets back to your question, Mayor. If a guy is claiming money, says, you owe me money, and he says to him, yes, we'll never say maybe he was just doing it lasbias atzmo. Lasbias atzmo is only when he says it spontaneously to other people without the guy who he says he owes the money to present. or at least claiming from me. But if someone claims money from you, the only tiny you have is, I was just joking with you, because you sound like you were joking, so I was joking. But if the guy's on his deathbed, he can't say, we won't say that he thought it was a joke. And he must have admitted it in earnest. Okay? And since the guy was there claiming from him, we won't say it was Las Bias Bonov. Okay?
What a jerk to claim
the
guy when he's dying.
Yeah, that's the last chance he's got. We have a Gavdarmin and Lael, the Taina Meshat, Lotanin and Lay. And here's Tosis is a little bit complicated here. And even though we said before we don't make the Taina of Meshata for the guy, Libonov Taninon, Kidemash Mahosom. This is just a very sharp diuk. He says, but we would make the taina for the guy's kids. Why?
What taina?
Of mishata. Di lav de ain other mishata bishas miso ta'aninan le. In other words, the Gemara over there says the shchiv meira doesn't need to say atem edai. The guy who's dying doesn't need to say atem edai. Right? Because we know he won't lie. We know he's not joking around when he's dying. Okay? But what if he wasn't dying? Okay? For instance, he meets him on the street and the guy says in front of Adam, hey buddy, you owe me $100. He says, yeah, I got you $100. Don't worry. Crosses the street, gets hit by a bus.
Then he could have been the time of Meshata.
Well, then we have to make the time of
Meshata. Ah! So the Gemara, so Tosis is saying, since the Gemara says only by the guy who's dying, right?
You assume he's joking.
We don't assume he's joking.
But he didn't know he was going to die.
But if he didn't know he was going to die, then we would assume he's joking. But one second, he's not around to make that taina.
Who?
The guy who's dead.
The Baal.
The guy who's dead is not around to make the taina.
Of Meshata?
Of Meshata. Well, the Gemara should just say, the Shchiv Meira is Chayav because he's not here to make the taina.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't say that he's Chayav because he's not here to make the taina. Vim ein ton, ain't ton in lo. Vim lo ton, ain't ton in lo. In other words, if the rule is im lo ton ein ton in lo, and the guy is dead, and you're claiming against his yarshim, then it's davar pashut that the yarshim have to pay.
So what's Tosin's point? If he dies just after the fact, you didn't know he was dying, then we'll make the taina for his yarshim.
That's right.
I'm saying, do you get that from?
It becomes a funny halacha that in the din of mishat ani bach that we don't make the taina for him, but we'll make it for his yarshim. That's a good question. No, well, the Yarshim don't make it. Hold on. One second. Vitaina shlola asbia afil dideita ninan kemoshaton rav nachman lahu gavra. So Tosus deduces a very important set of dinim from these cases and from the case above Basra. Basically, what comes out from it all that the taina of shlola asbia satmo we got in the first case where the guy was alive. From the Kav Rashu. So that Rav Nachman apparently made the taina for him. So that's one difference. Meshat Anivach, we will make the taina for him, but Lahas Bia will make the taina for him. Okay? And even Meshat, which we won't make the taina for him, we will still make it for his Yarshim.
How come we don't say the Yarshim have to say it?
So that's a good question. So the question is, what does it mean we'll say it? What does it mean we'll make it for the Yarshim? What do we mean we'll make it for the Yarshim?
Well, allow them to say it, or we say it...
What if they don't know? What if they have no idea?
No idea what?
Or what the father
meant. What the father's thinking.
What does it mean they're made? They'll say what their father thought.
Isn't that...
Yeah, so pashtus it means that we just don't accept that evidence. We don't accept like Las Bia. We don't actually have to ask the guy, right? But I saw the Ocha Shulchan says we ask the Yarshim if they know. Did you ever hear your father say that he owed him or something like that?
Yeah, but how could that still be admissible anyways? Because it's not time of death, so you could always say he was joking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. I guess he wouldn't joke to the kids. He doesn't have Las Bia. He's talking to his own kids. And maybe he does. And it's not in front of the guy. But Pasha doesn't mean he doesn't have to. It means that he doesn't have to. We just don't accept it. So anyway, so just to wrap things up, I saw in this there's a sefer now, the Shiurei HaRov on Sanhedrin. So it's some of the notes from the Shiurim. So he has a nice little point, a couple of nice points over here on this sugya. So let me just show you. Let me just go through a couple of points. So first of all, did you notice the main machlokas in Shlola Hashbiya, right? Is that the Tosfos, the Rush, the Ran, the Balamor, they all learn that the Taina of Meshat Anibach is different. That one we're not going to make for the guy. But Shlolas Bia will be towing for the guy. Right? And the Rambam over there says he has to be towing that Taina too, Shlolas Bia. Yeah.
So how does he explain the case of Rav Nachman?
So he learned, I saw someone else also said like the Rambam. He said that it must have been that he made the Taina. The Gemara doesn't say it.
Who made the Taina?
The guy himself must have made the Taina.
Rav Nachman just agreed.
Rav Nachman just agreed. But listen to this nice chiluk he has over here. He says, listen, like this. He says, so first of all, he wants to bring a raya from Rashi that Rashi holds like Tosis. Because the Rashi on the Mishnah says, on Choftes Amar Aleph, Lo Amar Klum, right? He says, so what did they say? They said, Who Omar Lish Ani Chayev Lo, right? Ish Ploni Omar Lish Hu Chayev Lo Lo Omar Klum. Rashi says the Ovid Inish the Omar Ploni Noshebi Kedosh Kedesh Lo Yach Zikuhu Asher. So Rashi takes the claim of Shlolas Bia on the Mishnah. Rashi uses the claim of Shlolas Bia, right? He doesn't mention the Meshat Anibach, only Shlolas Bia. So he says, Rashi says it's Mashma from Rashi that it's only Shlo that he took that case Dafka. Why did he take that case Dafka? And this I've seen also the Shach goes through this also because it says Lo Omar Klum. Right, that implies that Taninan Avuro will say it for him. In other words, when people come in, when Adam come in and say, he told us he owes somebody money, it says Lo Omar Klum, which implies that he doesn't need to make a taina.
If it was where he says Hain.
Where he says Hain, it wouldn't say Lo Omar Klum.
Right. It would mean salad.
Yeah, we have to hear what he says. Mm-hmm. Right? So he says, in King Yo Yesh Lomar Dibidafka Nokat Rosh Rashi Dehodok Kizu Liolam Eino Klum. Mishum she'efsha liton taina shlo lasbiya afilu hu ein toin kain ba'atmo habestin yit enu kain avuro. Right, that's why Rashi took that claim off, because even if he doesn't make the taina, well, the bastin will make the taina for him and say this is nothing. Okay, but the Rambam says im toan ein toin in lo. Right, but if he says Rambam says oh, well, this is in the end of vav that we did before. But if Rambam says, "Avolim ta'an v'amar meshata yisibo o lo hayu dvar me'olam o shelo laspias atzmi miskavanti potter," so he says it's near midivrei Rambam, not like the Tosfos that we just read, and it seems from his diak in the Rashi that Rashi is like Tosfos, not like the Rambam. So that is like this. So what is the difference between meshata anibach and shelo laspias atzmi? Okay, here's a really nice, clear halachic definition, and it's exactly what we mean when we say let's define it. Just give a definition, okay? Don't try to rationalize it yet. Just define it, okay? So listen to this. He says like this: when the guy says Meshat Anibach, Hare Hayasa Sham Hoda'a Gemura, or Hayasa Shem Hoda Gemura, whatever you want. There was a full hodah. Ela she'achar kach yochol lachzor bo al yidei amasla de meshata haya. Amasla means like an excuse. So he says, when a guy says Mishat Ani Bach, what is he saying? He's saying that what he said really came in as in the form of a Hodah. But now what he's doing is, in other words, if we would view what he did, we would say he did a Hodah because he was in front of the guy and he said, the guy said, you owe me money. And he said, yes, that has the tzura of a Hodah. Okay. And what is he saying now? He is retracting the Hodah. Or, like he says later, it's a hakosha. It's negating, it's contradicting. Right? He's makhish, he's denying what was done. Okay? But, and that's the din. Even though you did a Maisa Hodah, you have a right to be makhish it with the taina of Mishata Anibach. I was joking. But Hakosha is his claim now. He has to be Makhish. So to be Makhish, what is already in existence, the Beis Din will never do for a guy.
He has to do it himself.
Uh-huh. It's coming in with the form of Hodah. Beis Din has no right to be Makhish what comes in as a Hodah. He has to be Makhish. Okay? But when he says Kedei Lasbia, that means there never was any Hodah. That's not a taina, that's not a hakhasha, that's a pirish.
It means because of that we never accepted as a Hodah.
You're saying that Hodah was never.
So the Beis Din also can be involved in pirish of what comes in.
Yeah, but it has ramifications on whether the Hodah is a real Hodah, though.
That's why Rashi and Tosos he's trying to make a chilek. Why do Rashi and Tosos hold will make the taina for him by Kadesh Lo Las Bia, but not by Mishat Ani Bach? Oh, let's hear what he says and we'll think about it a little bit. He wants to say like this, saying there are two different ways of getting out of the original statement. One is a hakosha, that I'm like sort of retracting what I did, because I said I did it in jest. And the other one is saying it was not a hodah at all. So if it's a retraction, Beis Din can't retract something for the guy. But if it's a pirish, I look at the setting and I say this was just an evasion of something, a way to avoid looking like he has money, then Beis Din is also obligated to be mefaresh, the original thing. But can we make that distinction? Does the distinction stand? Is it semantics, or does the distinction stand?
Well, that's what I wanted.
And of course, you have to realize that Kedei Shlo Lasbia is only when it's spontaneous, not in front of the guy that he owes money to. Right? Somebody else is asking him, and he says, I owe the other guy money. Right?
And that guy just
tries to rationalize a little bit. He says, because not everybody jokes. Ein derech kol adam l'shatos. Ulechein chashiva hakosha. That's why we call it a retraction. A hakosha, a denial. And we won't make the taina. Ve'ein lebeistin lahaktim lo taina ha-makhisha as taina so hakodemus. He wants to say you have one taina in there already. I don't know why he calls the second one, the first one a taina. But the guy's not making any taina. But he says you already have a statement, and the din over here is we'll go by his last statement. He has the right to sort of be chozer. He wants to say it's like a din of being chozer in your avis. He has a right over here to be chozer, but based on we'll go by his last statement, they give him a right to. You have a right to recant, but we can't for you, but. Taina shlo laspias atzmo omer shlo hayas hashom hodah milechatchila. He says, I never made a hodah. The ein ze hakosha betainos. That's not a denial. Ela mefarshim a basin as taina so akodem. I don't know why he keeps using the word taina, but she omrim dila ze niskavim velo laspias atzmo. So what do you say? In other words, from a halachic perspective, I would say that when the Baal Din is there and he's toveya from him, it has the tsura of a hodah. Right? Now you are saying it's true, it has the tsura of a hodah, but it's really the whole tsura is just in it only has the tsura of hodah. That's what you're saying. It's a joke. You're right, I admit it has the tsura of hodah, but the content of the hodah, I'm makhash. Okay? So, in other words, as it stands, it really does have the form of Hodah. And you have to deny from the form of Hodah the intent of Hodah. Okay, but as it stands, those normally we'll judge the intent from the form. So you did have enough to create the form, to create the evidence of Hodah. But now, in order for you to say it's not a Hodah, you have to be machkesh and say, no. It's true I did that action, but it didn't mean what it appeared to mean. I mean, is that a pirush or is that a hakasha? But when there's nobody there, right, when there's no toein there, like Tosa says, so then it doesn't have a definitive tzura. Right? So then we'll be mefarish it in the way that is in line with being a muhsak. In other words, it's the difference between what he did, it's the difference between what he did and why he did it. Hold on. It's the difference between what he did and why he did it. Okay? In the first case, there's no question what he did.
He definitely
admitted to a loan. His only taina is why he did it. I did it in the context of a joke. But he's not saying that he didn't do the tzura of hodah. He's just makhish the implication of the hodah. He's saying I did it, and why? But why did I do it? The whole thing was just a joke. So he's calling that. I mean, maybe I'm trying to stick it into his lashon.
No, I think it's harder to say now. I think it's semantics if you're explaining it.
But by the Kadesh Lashbia, it's a question of what he did in the first place.
It's not though. You say no because
he didn't
saying,
do any hodah. He didn't even do the tzura of hodah.
No, but he's saying I said it. I just I'm doing it because I don't want people to bother me.
No, he's saying that's what he did. I didn't do an admission at all. My whole thing was
just
to get the guy away from me. There was no admission here because there was nobody to admit it to. Without the guy there, that doesn't define the tzura of hodah. So he says, but what does the Rambam hold? But the Rambam holds the afshalo aspias atzmo ena based in toin and avura. Why? So he's not sure. Either the Rambam holds it is a hakasha too, or he holds that even though it's a pirish, we don't even do a pirish for the guy.
According to the Rambam?
Yeah, because the Rambam says ain toan in avuro.
But didn't he just say if you don't say ain, so then we're toan for him?
That was the Rambam. That was the Rashi's dirk in the Mishnah, but apparently the Rambam doesn't know that way. Now, as he's trying to explain now, so what's the machlokas of whether we're towing for the guy or not? The Rambam says we're not towing even Kadesh Lo Lasbia. And Tosus says we're towing Kadesh Lo Lasbia. So for Tosus, he has a nice chilek that one is hakasha and one is pirish. We'll do a pirish for the guy, not hakasha. So what are you going to say for the Rambam? So that's his problem. So now the Rambam, he's going to say, either you're going to have to say the Rambam holds it is a hakasha too. He doesn't accept this chilek. Or the Rambam says you won't do pirish, but I mean it doesn't really. It's like a quick.
It's like a quick
cleanup of the machlokas,
yeah.
Right? See, and then the problem you get into is Tosis. Why would we make the taina for the guy's kids? Why does it now work out that we'll make the taina mishata for the guy's kids? So that he also has trouble with.
Oh,
He has trouble with that.
That's a question.
He just says the Chiddush.
It's a good way to get out of it.
Let me see where he has it. He has it on the next side of here. Yeah. Tosis, yeah. He says, "Bi Achilek near Lomer the Echashet Tavo veHoda." Right, that Tosis doing Ein Lomar Hodaso Hayso Rak Derech Sicha Elo Daso Hoda. So if the guy claims something from him, then it's definitely Hoda. And once it's a Hoda, now you need Hakrasha. I'm just trying to explain why Shchiv Meira can't say Meshata Aniba. Right? Why we don't say that?
Right.
So he says, because once there's a Toveya, so it is a Hoda. Now the only way to get out of the Hoda is to deny it. It's to do Hakrasha. But we already said, Meshata, I was trying to explain why by the Shchiv Meira can we make the Taina of Kdei Lasbia, but not the Taina of Hakrasha.
Because.
Right? So he's saying because Hakrasha, of Meshata. We're saying Meshata is Hakrasha. And we say when a guy is dying,
he doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that. So it's not Shaykh to Hakrasha. You can't be Makrish that anymore.
Right.
But Kadesh Lo Las Bia is a Pirish Devarov. So therefore, there was no Hoda. And we can always do a Pirish even when the guy's dying.
Even if the ramifications come out that you're basically, in essence, getting rid of the Hodah?
In other words, so the Gemara says, if a guy is dying and somebody claims money from him, that's Tosis. Then we'll say, and let's say he makes it in the end. He pulls through. So he can't say, I was joking. Because it was a Hodah. There's an umdana that there's no joking about that. So now he loses the right for Hakrasha. Not a valid Hakrasha.
But he could still
But if pay. He just said to somebody, the guy wasn't there, the Taveya wasn't there, he just said, buddy, I owe so and so money, that still does not have the form of a Hodah. So the Pirish is always open. As long as it doesn't have a Hodah, it's always open to Pirish. But once it has the form of Hodah, now the only question is, can I be Makhish my Hodah?
If we weren't Mefarish, though, would it be a Hodah?
That's what I want, yeah.
No, so it means Tainilanle. We're towing it for the guy.
But if we wouldn't be, that's a little theoretical, but if we weren't, would it be a Hodah?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Should be.
I know, but that's how I'm interpreting Mefarshinanle, means to say it has no fixed, it has no intrinsic tzura to it. Because the tzura of Hodah is to be Moser to the guy. See, that's the svara I wanted to say a long time ago, that we sort of, I got knocked out of it, though. But that's what I want to say a long time originally. That Hodah, also part of the definition of being modet to somebody, it's like a maisa, a mesira to the person. It's like you're giving him something. So when the guy is not there, it's lacking in the maisa of Hodah. Maisa Hodah means it's like I'm giving him a matana in a certain sense. So he is there, he's claiming, and I'm giving to him. I'm giving him my word. I'm giving him the ammunition to take from me. That's a certain Mesiras Hodah.
It sounds like it's not really a Hodah, it's just a Taina.
That's right. You mean by for the last Bia case?
Yeah.
Right. So that doesn't really. So that's what he's saying. He wants to say, according to Tosfos, you can always use the claim of Kedei Las Bia.
Even if the guy is dead?
Even if the guy is dying and he comes back from the brink.
Uh huh.
He could always say, we'll make the Taina form. Even if the guy dies,
so
we'll make the Taina form.
Make
it form. Because it doesn't have the form of Hodah. So it's not fixed. You can't be Motzi Mamon without Raya. The guy has no, doesn't have a full, doesn't have a shame of Hodah. So then it's nothing. But, Taina. But,
right.
But what? But if it has the form of Hodah because the guy is there, or at least because he made the claim, then he has to say, no, it just looked like that. He has to recast it. He has to redefine what it was. That's a Hakrasha. To redefine is Hakrasha. Okay? But then he has like this, that why does it work for the kids? Taina Shlolas Bia, we make the Taina even for him. because it's just Pirish Dvarim. But Akati Chidashu Masha Kosva Tosus to Shalob Bafon of Taninim Shata Bishvilo. Davi Tainas Akrosha, Vidavar Mechudashu. Shafilu Tainas Akrosha, Yichol Nuton Shalob Bafon of. He doesn't know, he just says it's a Chidash. To make the Tain of Akrosha Shalob Bafon of. He just leaves it off as a. Why should we make the Tain of Akrosha for the guys, because the guy's kids?
Sounds like it's a real Hodgah.
But I think something a little differently in the Rambam. Not the machlokas like he's saying for the Rambam. I think the Rambam like we were saying. The Rambam holds none of this stuff is really Eidus.
So you said that's Eidus.
Right. So therefore the Rambam didn't learn any difference between Meshata and Kedei Lasbia.
It's all the same.
It's all the same because he's not really answering anything other than Taina. So it doesn't matter what the guy's Taina is. He has to answer his Taina. No matter what, he has to answer his Taina.
Never seems better like that way.
We're never attending it again.
Yeah, because even when he says, when he said, you said yes, and when I said, he said, I claimed from you in front of the Adam, and you said yes, that also doesn't really rise to any level of proof. Right. Nothing rises to a level of proof. It's just part of his Taina. So that's why the Rambam's not machalik between whether he says, whether it's Kedei Lasbia or joking. In neither case did the guy come with a really strong, with anything stronger than just a claim. And you see, if you have to answer that claim, you should have to answer this claim. No reason to make a chiluk hagah. All right, it's a good sugya. There's more to do, but let's stop over here. So now we'll take up a new. We'll ad kan. So for the next couple of days, we'll do a totally different inyan. It's the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Rotzeach Hashmiras HaNefesh. On the case of Rodef by the whether you kill the Ubar or what do you do when the mother's life is in danger during childbirth.